Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. This was the slogan of George Orwell's fictional English Socialist Party of Oceania from his timeless dystopian novel, 1984. Orwell depicted a mind-controlling technique employed by his fictional party called Doublethink, which describes the act of simultaneously accepting two mutually contradictory beliefs as correct, often in distinct social contexts. He thought if the malleable masses could be made to believe self-contradictory, patently absurd, and empirically impossible concepts as true, went Orwell's thesis, they could then be made to believe or do anything. We have entered an age that George Orwell might never have imagined. Today, the secular left, also known as the cultural Marxists, have applied the doublethink mind control technique political correctness on a grand scale in New Zealand. Australian university educator Kevin Donnelly describes political correctness as an insidious and poisonous form of group thinking and language control dedicated to enforcing a radical culture of left ideology on schools, universities, the media, churches, and the family. Cultural Marxism is a variation of the Marxist strategy to build a utopian socialist order on the ashes of Christian civilization, but through subversion of the moral culture. Who are these people who aim to scrub New Zealand of its Christian founding principles and take instead a Sharpie pen to our nation? It should come as no surprise that our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and her Labour Party, and many members of the opposition, are all complicit. They maintain that objective morality be treated as relative, that evil is good and good evil. They now demand that the immutable laws of physics and biology be similarly repealed. The left-leaning agenda has already entrenched itself into the fabric of New Zealand. This has been more so over the past 5 years, with changes being made to laws that have stood true to fact from day one. I'm talking about the laws of nature and what is natural. We know how big a push the left is with its climate change crisis, which, to be honest, the majority of the world, except for Greta and James Shaw, really care about. Some of us have been around for a while understand seasonal change in cycles, so unless you own a Toyota Hilux ute, we'll get through another year without too much change. Then there's the other law of nature of our cultural Marxist New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is very keen on, gender change. Male is female is male, evil is good. The left-leaning slogan of the cultural Marxist is exactly what Orwell was talking about. But there are things that are true and things untrue. It is true, for instance, that water is composed of two parts, hydrogen and one part oxygen, H2O. No amount of wishful thinking, angry foot stomping, or even a tyrannical governmental edict, which will eventually be handed down to New Zealand school chemistry classes, can change this unchangeable reality. It is true that a person born with double X chromosomes is and shall always be female, while a person born with the distinct X and Y chromosomes is forever male. Again, no amount of self-delusion, gnashing of teeth, cross-dressing, genital mutilation surgery, or utterly bizarre governmental doublethink dictates can alter this unalterable fact. While we would call a person who subjectively insists that water is comprised of pure hydrogen either ignorant or insane, yet we bizarrely call the person who likewise insists that a man can somehow transition to a woman progressive. Even so, it is neither ignorance nor insanity that drives the progressive goal of creating a genderless society. It is something far more sinister. Progressive efforts to legalise genderless marriage by way of arbitrary decree do not make it a legitimate marriage any more than legalising abortion makes it not murder. Likewise, calling a sexually confused man a trans woman makes him no more of a woman than cutting the stem off a banana makes it look like a rock melon. Yet this Emperor's New Clothes agenda moves ahead at breakneck speed with the latest legislation removing the rights of parents for sexually confused children. The NECs, that need to be broken are possessed by those who embrace the biblical sexual ethic and the morality of modesty. Cultural Marxism entails, among other things, the secularist aspect of left-wing ideology that seeks within society to supplant traditional values and norms with postmodern moral relativism. It endeavours to destroy innocence, sexualise children, desensitise them to a sexual perversion of every type, and quite literally expose as many young girls as possible to adult male genitalia. It seeks the elimination of the natural family rather than solely through destruction of capitalism. From its beginning, the promoters of cultural Marxism have known they could be more effective if they concealed the Marxist nature of their work, hence the use of terms such as multiculturalism. True though this may be, the ideological seeds of contemporary cultural Marxism nonetheless sprout from deep within the dead soil of historical communism. It is not economic redistribution alone through which progressives seek to both fundamentally transform New Zealand, but rather, and perhaps primarily, it is through victory over the disparagingly tagged social issues. For example, syncentric, gay marriage, gender identity and neutrality, perverting human sexuality, morality and the natural family structure, child sacrifice via abortion on demand and abolishing religious liberty and so on. In the temporal realm, secular leftist chaotic crusade to destroy marriage, the family and create a brave new world of repressive non-binary is a revolt designed to bring down Western civilization, seen as an oppressive patriarchy as they view it, which stems from the archaic precepts of Christian morality. In the spiritual realm, the gender agenda represents first shaking rebellion against the very creator who at the beginning made them male and female and said, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and the two will become one flesh." Matthew 19. It remains to be seen how the temporal battle will play out. The spiritual battle is a foregone conclusion. So, I'll leave you now to consider the answer. Are we now living in the pages of Orwell's 1984?
Thank you for listening. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. For more information, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.